Jesus is a teacher. The church is a teacher. And those who minister into the church are expected to be teachers. And one of the things that happens in teaching is that things need to be repeated. So I don't know how many of you were at Mass yesterday, or if you follow the daily Mass readings. But in the Gospel reading we had yesterday, we heard Jesus addressing his disciples because they were in a situation that they were worrying about all kinds of things. And Jesus said to them, "O you of little faith, O you of little faith." So in other words, why worry? If you had faith, you would not worry. And then, in today's gospel, we see the disciples worried again. They were worried because of what was happening to their little boat. And they cried out to Jesus, "Do you not care? Do you not care that we are perishing?" And they cried out because they were worried. And Jesus, as he rebuked the wind and the waves, then he said to the disciples, "Do you still not yet have faith?" So yesterday, "O you of little faith," and today he's asking the question, "Do you still not have faith?" And my sisters and brothers, that is the question being addressed to each one of us. Because we come to church week by week, day by day, some people monthly, some once a year. And when we come, we cry out. And there are two ways in which we can cry out. We can cry out because we want to make our situation known. And we want to present that to the Lord. And that's what prayer is about. We present our situation to the Lord. But there are other times when we argue with the Lord because we think that God does not care. And sometimes we can understand why people would feel that way, because we live in a society where people tend not to care quite as they ought to. People just don't care. Because there are times when I wonder if the people who have connections with Mary, Queen of the Universe, if they actually care, if they realize what's happening. And so we can make our needs known. But Jesus wants us to know that he does in fact care. So let us do it another way then today. Let us make known to him the things in which we are drowning. So there may be persons who will say, "I'm drowning in debt. I'm drowning in ignorance. I'm drowning in addiction. I am drowning in my relationship, in my marriage. I'm drowning." And yes, it could be a way of crying out and just saying to Jesus, "Lord, save me." And he will let us know that he has control over all of these storms, over all of these oceans in which we find ourselves, that he can say, "I am in charge." And yes, and I do care. And that's the kind of faith that we need to develop. To trust that Jesus knows us, that Jesus loves us, that Jesus cares for us. And we only have to look in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and we will see how God has acted on behalf of his people. There is never a time when God does not care. But there are times when we have turned away from the Lord, and because we do not care, we accuse him of not caring. But as my grandmother would say, God is a big boy. He knows what he's doing. And so even if we accuse him of things, he's just going to sit there and say, okay, get it off your chest. And he will do what he has always done. He will show his care for you. So my sisters and brothers, no matter what tempests you're passing through, there is the Lord of the tempest. That's Jesus. He can and he continues to take care of his people. So you are here today. And I hope that you will leave this place leaving full of faith. And your faith will mean that you will trust him, that you'll know that he cares for you. Do you believe that? Okay, so at least 10 of you believe that. He does care. That's the kind of God he is. He cares. But do you believe that there's anything that he cannot do? Do you think he can do everything? Do you think he's in control of everything? Okay. That's our Jesus. So do you still not have faith? So let us look Jesus in the eye and say to him, Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you care for me and you care about everything that happens in my life. And because you care, I believe and I trust. So trust him. Tell him what that one thing is that is causing you great stress today. Tell him what that is. And when you tell him what it is, just give it to him and leave it up to him. He knows what he's doing and he cares for you.